Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Knoblauch. Batting second. The shortstop, Jeff Rabule. Batting third. The right fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The DH, Pedro Munoz. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Marty Cordova. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ron Coomer. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Scott Lewis. Batting eighth. The catcher, Matt Morello. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Rich Becker. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Frankie Rodriguez. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Darrell Hamilton. Batting second. The third baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting third. The DH, B.J. Surhoff. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Jaha. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Dave Nilsson. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jeff Cirillo. Batting seventh. The left fielder, David Hulse. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Matheny. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Jose Valentin. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Brian Givens. And now, play ball. Chuck Knoblauch is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Knoblauch hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeff Rabule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rabule hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Hulse. Rabule reaches second base with a double. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Puckett strikes out. 2 outs. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Munoz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Darrell Hamilton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hamilton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kevin Seitzer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Seitzer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hamilton moves to third. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Surhoff hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Leo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jaha is hit by the pitch. Seitzer moves to second. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Nilsson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hamilton scores. Seitzer moves to third. Jaha moves to second. It's 1-0, Brewers. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Cirillo strikes out. 2 outs. David Hulse batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hulse hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rabule fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cordova hits a ball on the ground into right field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Coomer hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Cordova moves to third. Scott Lewis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin misplays the ball. That's an error on Valentin. Cordova scores. Coomer moves to second. It's Twins, 1, Brewers, 1. Matt Morello batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Morello takes first base on ball 4. Coomer moves to third. Lewis moves to second. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Becker strikes out. 1 out. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 0-for-1 in the game. Knobloch hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hulse. Knobloch reaches second base with a double. Coomer scores. Lewis scores. Morello moves to third. It's 3-1, Twins. Jeff Rabule is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Morello scores. Knobloch moves to third. It's 4-1, Twins. Jeff Rabule batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Matheny fires to third and picks off Knobloch. 2 outs. Jeff Rabule batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Rabule is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Rabule takes first base on ball 4. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Puckett is 0-for-1 in the game. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Matheny is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Matheny hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rabule scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Valentin hits a fly ball into right field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hamilton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hamilton takes first base on ball 4. Kevin Seitzer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Seitzer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Hamilton moves to second. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Surhoff is 0-for-1 in the game. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hamilton scores. Seitzer moves to third. It's 4-2, Twins. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. The ball gets by Morello for a passed ball. Seitzer scores. Surhoff moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, Twins. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Jaha is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Jaha takes first base on ball 4. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Nilsson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Nilsson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first, with Rodriguez covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers 3. The Twins will come to bat. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Munoz is 0-for-1 in the game. Munoz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Cordova is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Cordova hits a fly ball into right field. Nilsson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ron Coomer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Coomer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Coomer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Scott Lewis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Lewis is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cirillo fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Cirillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Cirillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Leos fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. David Hulse is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hulse is 0 for 1 in the game. Hulse hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Matheny is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Matheny is 0 for 1 in the game. Matheny takes first base on ball 4. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Valentin is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Rebule fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers 3. The Twins will come to bat. Matt Morello is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Morello is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Morello hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Rich Becker batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Becker is 0 for 1 in the game. Becker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Knobloch is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Knobloch hits a fly ball into right field. Nilsson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Rebule is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. There goes Becker. The throw from Matheny and he is safe. Becker steals second. Jeff Rebule batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Rebule is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Rebule hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Hulse. Rebule reaches second base with a double. Becker scores. It's 5-3, Twins. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Puckett is 0 for 2 in the game. Puckett is hit by the pitch. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Munoz is 0 for 2 in the game. Munoz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Givens fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hamilton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hamilton hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Seitzer is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Seitzer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cordova. Seitzer reaches second base with a double. Hamilton moves to third. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Surhoff hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-5, Brewers. Eric Schulstrom now pitching. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jaha is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Jaha hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Puckett. Jaha reaches second base with a double. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nilsson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Nilsson hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jaha moves to third. One out. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Cirillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Cirillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rebule has Jaha trapped. There's the throw to Morello and over to Lewis, who tags Jaha for the out. Cirillo moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. David Hulse is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hulse is 0 for 2 in the game. Hulse takes first base on ball 4. Mike Matheny is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Matheny is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Matheny takes first base on ball 4. Cirillo moves to third. Hulse moves to second. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 0 for 2 in the game. Valentin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Puckett. Valentin reaches second base with a double. Cirillo scores. Hulse scores. Matheny moves to third. It's 8-5, Brewers. Scott Watkins now pitching. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hamilton is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Hamilton hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Scanlon now pitching. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cordova is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Cordova hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Coomer is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Coomer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cirillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Scott Lewis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Lewis takes first base on ball 4. Matt Morello batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Morello is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Morello hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the Twins 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Seitzer is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Seitzer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Surhoff is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Surhoff hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Seitzer moves to second. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Jaha is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Jaha hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cordova throws the ball into Rebule, who relays the ball to Knobloch, who tags Jaha trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Seitzer scores. Surhoff moves to third. One out. It's 9-5, Brewers. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Nilsson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Nilsson takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Cirillo is 0 for 3 in the game. Cirillo hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Surhoff tags and scores. Nilsson tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 10-5, Brewers. David Hulse is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hulse is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hulse hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Puckett, who is chasing the ball. Hulse reaches third base with a triple. Nilsson scores. It's 11-5, Brewers. Mike Matheny is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Matheny is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks, Matheny hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hulse scores. It's 12-5, Brewers. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Valentin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 12, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker is 0-for-2 in the game. Becker hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knobloch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Jeff Rabiulle is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rabiulle is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 doubles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Rabiulle hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Puckett is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Puckett hits a line drive into right field. Nilsson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 12, and the Twins 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Scott Starhowiak now playing first base. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hamilton is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Hamilton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Watkins fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Kevin Seitzer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Seitzer is 4-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles and a double. Seitzer hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Surhoff hits a line drive towards first. Starhowiak reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 12, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Pat Listach now playing center field. Fernando Vina now playing second base. Jeff Cirillo now playing third base. Dan Maesteller pinch hits for Pet. Dan Maesteller is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Maesteller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cordova is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Cordova hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cirillo fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Scott Starhowiak batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Starhowiak takes first base on ball 4. Scott Leos is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Leos is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Leos hits a line drive towards short. Valentin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 12, and the Twins 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Scott Klingenbeck now pitching. Chip Hale now playing second base. Pat Mears now playing right field. John Jaha batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Jaha is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Jaha is hit by the pitch. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Nilsson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Nilsson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 14-5, Brewers. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Cirillo is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cirillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Leos fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. David Hulse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hulse is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hulse hits a ball on the ground towards first. Starhoviak scoops it up and throws to first, with Klingenbeck covering, for the out. Two outs. Mike Matheny is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Matheny is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Matheny hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Valentin is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Valentin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 14, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Matt Mieske now playing right field. Dave Nilsson now playing first base. Matt Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Morello is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Morello hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Mieske. Morello reaches second base with a double. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Becker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Becker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Nilsson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Becker for the out. Morello moves to third. One out. Chip Hale is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cirillo fields it and throws to first for the out. Morello scores. Two outs. It's 14-6, Brewers. Jeff Rabule batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Rabule is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, two doubles, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rabule hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mears hits a line drive into right field. Mieske settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 14, and the Twins 6. The Brewers will come to bat. Pat Listach is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Listach hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Vina hits a ball on the ground towards first. Starhoviak scoops it up and throws to first, with Klingenbeck covering, for the out. Two outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Surhoff is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got four RBIs. Surhoff hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Surhoff moves to second. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Mieske takes first base on ball four. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Nilsson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Nilsson hits a line drive into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 14, and the Twins 6. The Twins will come to bat. Rob Dibble now pitching. Dan Maesteller is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Maesteller is 0-1 in the game. Maesteller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cirillo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Cordova is 1-4 in the game, with a double. Cordova takes first base on ball 4. Maesteller moves to second. Scott Starhoviak is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Starhoviak is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Starhoviak strikes out. 1 out. Scott Leos is at the plate with a count of 2-0. There's a wild pitch. Maesteller moves to third. Cordova moves to second. Scott Leos is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Leos is 0-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Leos takes first base on ball 4. Matt Morello is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Morello is 2-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Morello hits a fly ball into center field. Listach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Maesteller tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 14-7, Brewers. Rich Becker batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Becker is 1-4 in the game, with a single. Becker hits a fly ball into center field. Listach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 14, and Minnesota Twins, 7. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.